Welcome to Get Soul Podcast. It's proudly made by The Soapbox. And if you're new and this is the first time hearing about The Soapbox, let me give you a brief description. The Soapbox is a laundry dry cleaning app based in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. So if you ever feel like not doing laundry, they'll pick it up, wash it, dry it, fold it, and deliver it back to your earliest convenience. Additionally, they offer walk-ins for those of you who like to drop off your clothes in person. Open from Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, just call 718-803-3110. That being said, let's get back to it. Get Soap is a podcast which will be featuring guests who can give us styling tips based on what's trending or the season. So tag along and enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Marilyn, and I'm here to tell you about some ways to survive the summer this year, because it's a hot one. I'm telling you, I just came from outside and I feel like I'm dying. Always wear something light. Just avoid things that are sticking to your body. This dress I just bought at a discount store because we love discounts. Also, always look for discounts. This dress is like not even touching me, and it's the only way I can survive, because when a light gush of wind comes at me, when that happens, it just like blows and my whole body like gets a moment to just breathe. Keep your hair out of your face. Keep it off your body, off your back, because we hate when we're just sweating and it's like sticking to us. So as you can see, I actually have like not washed my hair in a very long time, but no one knows that because I just pulled it back and I just combed it and it's out of my face. Another way to like not comb it back and feel like you look like a 12-year-old boy, throw on some like fun earrings. Just throw some like funky statement earrings, and that'll just like pull the look together. The other thing I recommend to search for and purchase this summer is like a basic pair of white sneakers, such as these. I just got them, they're Fila's, they're cute. They've got like a flower accent, but it's not too much color, not too much anything. So I can basically pair it with whatever. And I paired it with this dress today. I could do it with shorts, pants, anything. And it's comfy and it's cute. Some things to remember to throw in your bag, because as much as you wear light clothes and pull your hair back, there is just no getting away from this heat. Some things to throw in your bag: a fan. So this one I worked an event, like a catering event once, and I was given this fan, and it's like made out of paper, but it's like a lifesaver. It's amazing. I could just pull it out of my bag and without shame fan myself on the subway platform. Oh my God, thank you. It's pretty great. Second thing I recommend, a towel. Guys, I don't care if you're going to work out. I don't care what you're about to do. A light towel, because you will have the beads of sweat dripping down your face, and there is nothing like being able to just like dab that off and throw it in your bag. There's gonna be makeup on it, but you can wash that later. No one knows. The third thing I recommend, always a bottle of water. You do not want to get dehydrated in this city. So always carry around a bottle of water. These little cans are also great because they keep it cold in the summer because it's scorching outside, but then you have this cold bottle of water in your bag and it's gonna be life-saving. And the final thing, little body spritzer. Little body spritzer, this one is my favorite. It's called Agua de Violetas, and it is what my Cuban grandmother used on me growing up. I just sprayed it all over and I smell like a beautiful, fresh, violet Cuban baby. So check it out on like any site, anywhere, you'll be able to find it. Yeah, those are my tips for surviving this summer. Good luck out there. I'm gonna try to make it through.